This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is currently holding talks with President of South Korea Lee Jae-myung in New Delhi. Both leaders are expected to discuss ways to strengthen bilateral cooperation across a wide spectrum of areas. Several MOUs are likely to be signed after the talks. Earlier, the President of South Korea was accorded a ceremonial welcome this morning at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav were present on the occasion. President Lee and his wife, Kim Hyeok-kyung, also paid tribute to Mahatma Gandhi by laying a floral wreath at Rajghat. In Jammu and Kashmir, 15 people were killed and several others injured after a bus met with an accident in Udhampur district. Officials said the incident occurred near Jalo village on the Rajnagar-Udhampur road. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Union Minister Jitendra Singh have expressed grief at the loss of lives and prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured. The exact circumstances leading to the accident are yet to be ascertained and an investigation is underway. In Tamil Nadu, the death toll in the blast at the firecracker factory in Virudhunagar district has reached 25. The incident happened yesterday when the labourers were handling the explosive chemicals. 12 people were wounded in the second blast while clearing the debris last night. Some of the personnel of the fire and rescue department and the police were also wounded while clearing the debris at the site. An inquiry commission has been set up under the chairmanship of IAS Govinda Rao, district collector of Virudhunagar, Subhapatra, and the superintendent of police, Srinath, are also part of the inquiry commission. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan arrived in Novara Eliya, Sri Lanka, this morning, where he received a grand traditional welcome from the local community. During his visit, the Vice President toured houses built under the Indian Housing Project, a flagship initiative aimed at improving living conditions for the Indian origin Tamil community in Sri Lanka. He also interacted with members of the community. The Vice President is on a two-day visit to Sri Lanka. Yesterday, the Vice President held wide-ranging talks with the Sri Lankan President Anurakumara Dissanayake and Prime Minister Harini Amarasuriya, reaffirming shared priorities in bilateral cooperation. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today said the opposition must face the consequences of blocking the Women's Reservation Bill. Talking to media in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju asked whether those responsible for the failure of the bill should be punished or not. He also reiterated the government's commitment and said the government will continue to make efforts in this regard.
This is what we are now assuring the people of the country, especially the women, that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, our government, the NDA, will continue to work for the women. But those who brought down the Women's Reservation Bill must also face its consequences. This black mark on Congress will never be erased.
National Security Advisor Ajit Doval arrived in Riyadh yesterday for high-level talks aimed at strengthening security cooperation, ensuring energy stability and reviewing regional developments as tensions linked to the Iran conflict continue to impact West Asia. During the visit, Doval held meetings with Saudi Energy Minister Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman, Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan and National Security Advisor Dr. Mossad bin Mohammed Al-Aiban. The Enforcement Directorate ED is conducting search operations at 12 premises across Karnataka, including the residences of Muhammad Haris Nalapad and Umar Farooq Nalapad, sons of Karnataka Congress MLA N.A. Haris. Sources at the ED said the search operations are in connection with a case involving Sri Krishna alias Sriki and other accused persons. The investigation was initiated on the basis of multiple FIRs and charge sheets filed by the Karnataka police. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading around 0.5% up in the afternoon session today. The Sensex rose 382 points to 78,876, while the Nifty added 115 points to 24,469 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.